This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Trump today is expected to sign orders to temporarily stop most refugees from entering the U.S. Administration sources tell the Associated Press President Trump will also direct the Department of Homeland Security to start working on a wall at the Mexican border and increase the number of Border Patrol agents. A meeting with Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto could come next week to talk about immigration, border security, and the future of the NAFTA treaty. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams is covering the reactions on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border, and we found her. Kimberly, where? You're in Nogales?
Yes, I'm in Nogales, Mexico, in the middle of a big industrial zone and right outside of the factories of Kimberly-Clark, a sort of toiletries company that many people may have heard of. And this is the kind of area, these businesses are the kinds of businesses that Donald Trump has often mentioned during the campaign and even now when he talks about bringing jobs back from Mexico. I spoke with Sia Hernandez. She's 39 and works in one of these factories. And here's what she told me.
As it is, we're without work here. And if he takes away more jobs, like I've heard he wants to take away automotive jobs. And if he begins to take away more, what are we going to do?
It's also important to note that there's a lot going on in the Mexican economy right now, even without the Trump effect, as some people call it. There's been a sharp spike in gas prices and a declining peso, and those issues are what's really on top of people's minds here.
Also, the president in his wall announcement today, more deportations are expected. Are there plans being formulated on the Mexican side there?
I've had kind of a mixed bag of responses on this issue. I visited a flea market when I first arrived, and people said, fine, let America do whatever it needs to do. But then I also sat down with the mayor of Nogales. Mayor Cuauhtémoc Galindo says he and other leaders in his party are worried.
I've asked municipal governments to solicit the federal government to come up with a plan to receive mass quantities of people that could arrive to the border, and secondly, have a plan for these migrants to have employment opportunities.
So they believe President Trump's promises enough to develop contingency plans, but there's still no budget for it yet, according to the mayor.
So we've been talking about the Mexican side of the border, but people on the U.S. side there also have some expectations. What have you been hearing?
Yeah, just across the border, there's Nogales, Arizona. And the people there say that their community really relies on business from Nogales, Mexico, to keep their stores full, and especially in the retail sector. And so people are hoping that President Trump will boost staffing at the ports of entry. I also spoke to a gentleman named John Ladd. He's a fourth-generation cattle rancher a couple of hours away from where we are here on the U.S. side of the border. And he just returned from attending President Trump's inauguration. He already has a pretty heavy-duty steel and concrete border fence built by the government on his ranch. He says these fortifications, which can cost millions of dollars per mile to build, don't really make that much of a difference unless there are also more patrols.
We could build it, but at what cost? And if you have economic sanctions and enforce the law of immigration, I don't think you'll need a physical barrier.
He says he loses about a third of the income of his ranch every year just repairing the damage done by drug smugglers cutting his fences as they cross into the U.S.
Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Nogales, both Mexico and Arizona. Kimberly, thank you.
Thank you, David.
Kimberly's border reporting is supported by the International Women's Media Foundation's Adelante Reporting Initiative.